Sunday night, or Liyut Tamas, or Halach and Chavis Halavis. So we're doing Ilchus Brachis, and Hamotzi, and a meal. And yesterday we talked about how Hamotzi exempts food that's normally eaten by a meal, and we defined that yesterday. Today we'll learn that Hamotzi exempts also drinks that you normally drink during a meal, whether it's soda or water. I think some people drink water during a meal, and even tea or coffee if it's drunk during the meal as a thirst quencher. So it's the derech of people to drink just like they eat, and therefore Hamotzi exempts it. The question is, there's a chayodim that says that if at the end of the meal you take a hot drink, a coffee, he says, whatever. So it's not so clear. It's like an assumption. It's made as a, it's drunk to aid in the digestion, and maybe that's not covered by the hamotzi, because it's not really drunk for to quench thirst. And that, so that's not considered tofel to the bread. It's not considered part of the meal. The Mishmur is mesupik about that. And the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting chilek between coffee or tea. It depends, I guess, which country you're living in and what the derech is. Mishmur ends up saying that if you're going to have that, maybe at the end of the meal, people serve hot drinks with coffee and cake. That would really, if you're drinking it for thirst or for enjoyment, I think it's budget part of the meal. But if you, the Mishnah Berurah suggests doing in the Chayodim scenario, it seems to be at least a tzad or a presumption that you're drinking it to aid in digestion. So he suggests like eating a candy. Well, a candy, he takes a piece of sugar to make shahakol on something else, and to have in mind to potter what you're drinking, to be on the safe side. Okay. Okay, now Chavis Halavus. We're learning about precious, the precious that the Torah demands, the precious that Jews are supposed to exhibit. And he says once you, the Torah is given with that matara we learned, with the matara of exercising self-control, and he says a remarkable statement that once that breaks down and you don't follow the mitzvah Satorah, then there's a breakdown, and you, what that leads to is the shlita of the guf over the nefesh, or the shlita of the guf over the seichel, and you just degenerate into, the person then degenerates into hedonism, pleasure, and just doing things because they feel good. And you go away from the mesila, the path of our avos, who were mustapek only things that they needed, and in the types of things they needed, meaning food, shelter, and in that also women tzamtzum themselves to what they mamish needed. And instead, what the Yetzirah now has you in his clutches, we don't even think about this. That's what's so sad. Like, we don't even think about what I need and what I want. And if I can have something, somebody said, I don't want to say who because it's embarrassing. Do I know what the person said? But there's so many strangers here. On Shabbos, I can be more free. But the one with the most toys at the end of his life wins. Come over to me. I'll tell you who said that. Anyway, we don't even think in these terms. But that's the hechshev b'neim. What the Yetzirah does is he's machshev in your eyes as a hesporus, luxuries, for haribui mechetzei ha'olam, and to accumulate chafetzim, v'chiba b'aleim ha'sangus. This is all once you are soteh from the derech ha'Torah. And again, it's a remarkable, interesting way of looking at what the Torah is trying to inculcate in us, this midah of self-control. That's what Chavis Halavus says, this midah of precious. And once you, that breaks down, so then chiba v'aleim ha'esangus, pleasures, v'ayes nasus bo, and you brag about what you have, achet solalu b'yomo, you end up drowning in the ocean of ribui chafetzim, of tainug, of feeling good, like that's what you're busy with. V'hitel v'aleim ha'yetzer, le'ha'ovek b'galov, is swept away. Adasher nermu aleihem vechrishu es osneihem. And now, when someone talks to you, like you don't even know what they're talking about. Well, you know, I can afford it. Why not? I have it. So it makes you. Chavis Halov is, by the way, lived well over 1,000 years ago. In case you're wondering, vechrishu es osneihem, and you become deaf. Vesimu es osneihem, and blind. Ve'nechad mehem, and there's no one of those people who are sota from Derech HaTorah. She'enu Toru Bahano, that is busy with pursuit of pleasure. She'hisig Vishika Bo, right? And Vihi Das of the Taroso, and that becomes the purpose of his life. That becomes his Das and his Torah. You say, what are you doing with your life? You know, I want to have things, I want to get things, I want to enjoy things. Pursuit of happiness, we would say, it's in the Constitution. Asher Hitrida also me Hashem, and that. The Chavis Halov expresses this in Shaar Avodas Elokim too. You have to choose. You have to choose between the path of getting close to Hashem and the path of being busy with Olam Hazeh. Atshavada, Kmo Shomer Akosuv, Tiyasrech Ra'osech, Umushuv Osayich Tochichach. We're going to be reading that in Haftorah, in a shul near you soon. Tiyasrech Ra'osech, Umushuv Osayich Tochichach. Because then you're busy your whole life with that, and you're full of worries and daigus, and you're busy seeing if you can afford it, if you try to get it, and what can you get and what can't you get, and then your kids want things and you want things and your spouse wants things, and that becomes the focal point of your life. And if you have time, see, open a Gemara. Why not? Okay.